Of course it's cash, Trevor replied. $100,000 is a joke. That would be Ricky's first installment. My self-respect is worth a hell of a lot more than $100,000. $200,000, Wes said. Let's do it this way, Trevor said, trying to willfully suppress his racing heart. How much is it worth to your client to have his little secret buried? And you're willing to bury it, Wes asked. Yep. Give me a second, Chap said, yanking a tiny phone from his pocket. He punched numbers as he opened the door and stepped into the hallway, then mumbled several sentences Trevor could barely hear. Wes stared at the wall, the gun lying peacefully beside his chair. Trevor couldn't see it, though he tried. Chap returned and stared hard at Wes, as if his eyebrows and wrinkles could somehow deliver a crucial message. In the brief hesitation, Trevor rushed in. I think it's worth $1 million, he said. It could be my last case. You're asking me to divulge confidential client information, a rather egregious act for a lawyer. It would get me disbarred in an instant. Disbarment would be a step up for old Trevor. But Wes and Chap let it pass. Nothing good could come from an argument about how valuable his law license might be. A client will pay $1 million, Chap said. And Trevor laughed. He couldn't help it. He cackled as if he'd just heard the perfect punchline, and across the street in the rental, they laughed because Trevor was laughing. Trevor managed to control himself. He stopped chuckling, but couldn't wipe off the smile. $1 million, cash, tax-free, hidden offshore, in another bank, of course, away from the clutches of the IRS and every other branch of the government. Then he managed to arrange a lawyerly frown, a little embarrassed that he'd reacted so unprofessionally. He was about to say something important when three sharp raps on glass came from the front. Oh, yes, he said. That would be the coffee. She's gotta go, Chap said. I'll send her home, Trevor said, standing for the first time, a little lightheaded. No, permanently. Get her out of the office. How much does she know? Wes asked. She's dumb as a rock, Trevor said happily. It's part of the deal, Chap said. She goes and now. We have a lot to discuss and we don't want her around. The knocking grew louder. Jan had unlocked the door but was caught by the security chain. Trevor, it's me, she shouted through the 2-inch crack. Trevor walked slowly down the hall, scratching his head, searching for words. He came face to face with her through the window of the front door, and he looked very confused. Open up, she growled. This coffee is hot. I want you to go home, he said. Why? Why? Yes, why? Because, words failed him for a second. Then he thought of the money. Her exit was part of the deal. Because you're fired, he said. What? I said you're fired, he yelled, loud enough for his new pals in the back to hear. You can't fire me. You owe me too much money. I don't owe you a damn thing. How about $1,000 in back salary? The windows of the rental were crowded with faces hidden by one-way shading. The voices echoed down the quiet street. You're crazy! Trevor screamed. I don't owe you a dime. $1,040 to be exact. You're nuts. You son of a bitch. I stick with you for 8 years making minimum wage. Then you finally get the big case and you fire me. Is that what you're doing, Trevor? Something like that. Now leave. Open the door, you little coward. Leave, Jan. Not until I get my things. Come back tomorrow. I'm meeting with Mr. Newman. With that, Trevor took a step back. When she saw he wasn't opening the door, she lost it. You son of a bitch! She screamed even louder, then hurled the tall latte at the door. The thin, rickety window shook but didn't break and was instantly covered with creamy brown liquid. Trevor, safe on the inside, flinched anyway and watched in horror as this woman he knew so well lost her mind. She stormed away, red-faced and cursing, and took a few steps until a rock caught her attention. It was a remnant of a long-forgotten, low-budget landscaping project he'd once okayed at her insistence. She grabbed it, gritted her teeth, cursed some more, then launched it toward the door. Wes and Chap had done a masterful job of playing it straight, but when the rock crashed through the door window, they couldn't help but laugh. Trevor yelled, "You crazy bitch!" They laughed again and looked away from each other, trying gamely to tighten up. Silence followed. Peace had broken out in and around the reception area. Trevor appeared in the doorway of his office, unscathed, no visible injuries.
Sorry about that,
he said softly, and went to his chair. You okay? Chap asked.
Sure. No problem.
How about plain coffee? He asked Wes.
Forget about it.